welcome. My name's Mason, and this is Mace on Movies, and today I'm here to give my thoughts on The Suicide Squad, the latest film in the DCEU, if that's what we're still calling it, and directed by James Gunn. It is, I guess, kind of a sequel to the Suicide Squad film that was released in 2016 and directed by David Ayer, and I will not be making comparisons between this film and that one, because they are kind of, even though they follow similar ideas, they are entirely different in execution, and one would argue that we did not truly see David Ayer's actual cut of Suicide Squad back in 2016, but rather a recut, re-edited, kind of monster of a movie that the execs at Warner Brothers directed to be released. So I don't think it would be fair to compare the two films until we've actually seen the film that David Ayer intended to release. But anyway, we're not going to talk any more about that film. I think that the easier thing to compare this film against would be the other efforts of James Gunn, who is the man behind the Guardians of the Galaxy. And I think that there are similarities to be found between this film and the Guardians of the Galaxy films in terms of some general tone and humor. I think that the comedic style of a James Gunn film is definitely present in both of those. I don't think that I can say at this point which one I enjoy more between the Suicide Squad and Guardians of the Galaxy, because, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, we're dealing with, even though they're, you know, jerks, they are heroes, whereas the Suicide Squad are more of anti-heroes. Classically, they're villains forced into saving the world and potentially dying in the process. So different styles of film, but I think that this could easily become my favorite film from James Gunn, if once I've seen it as many times as I've seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I think that this film shows James Gunn's unique talent for creating these, or bringing to life these characters who should not be likable or interesting, but he has a way of making them likable and making them interesting. And in a film like this, making you care about which ones live and die. I think that he did an excellent job with the characters in this film. I think that this film is visually an entirely different beast from the Guardians of the Galaxy films. You know, James Gunn did something, you know, very, I mean, he didn't, you know, animate the Guardians of the Galaxy's films. He didn't do the special effects. But I think that he had definitely had some say in what the galaxy would look like in those films. And, you know, as a Marvel film, there's a lot of CGI that goes into making those action sequences, where this film is very clearly, James Gunn has said he wanted it to use practical effects as much as possible, and I think that shows on the screen. I think that this film, weird to say, but it's a visually kind of beautiful film. You know, there's some very epic shots within this film that I think sometimes when I see a shot in this film, I'm like, I feel like James Gunn just did that because it looked cool and I'm okay with that. Like, you know, there are some shots where I'm like, nah, well, I think that he was just trying some stuff out because Warner Brothers said, do whatever you want, based on his success with Guardians of the Galaxy. And I think that this is a film where he did very much do whatever he wanted to. And I think to great success. You know, the critical response to this film already has been extremely positive. I think it's in the high 90% range on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's been very well received so far. I'm excited to see what audiences think about it. I was fortunate to be able to watch it. It's not out in theaters in Japan until next week, but I do have my wonderful HBO Max subscription, so I was able to check it out today, although I would very much like to, as James Gunn has encouraged many people, I'd very much like to see this thing on the biggest possible screen. If I could see it in IMAX, that would be amazing, because this is definitely a film that I want to watch again and again. I think that he nails the humor in this film. One of the standouts, you know, in regards to humor would be John Cena, who has kind of hit his stride in comedic roles, going back to things like Blockers. I know that he was that was kind of his big comedic breakout, although he was also seen in Trainwreck in a smaller role. So he's shown that he is very much a very talented comedic actor. And if there's one thing I want to see after this film, you know, we see him putting out some very interesting dance moves as Peacemaker in a bar or in a club at some point in this film. And it made me very interested in a Marvel DC crossover where we get a Zemo and Peacemaker dance off. I think that was my biggest takeaway from this film, is that I would very much like to see a Zemo Peacemaker Marvel DC crossover dance off, because as much as we've seen the gif of Zemo dancing from Falcon and Winter Soldier, I think we need to get a gif going of Peacemaker dancing, because that was fantastic. But the returning characters in this film are not many. We've got Harley Quinn returning, Rick Flagg returning, we've got Amanda Waller returning, and we've got Captain Boomerang returning. Those are kind of the main returning characters for this film. And then an entirely new, or mostly new, cast of villains / anti-heroes to populate the cast, become canon fodder, and for some of them to survive the events of this film. But to get into the plot of the film, it essentially follows Task Force X as they arrive on this island. They are directed to prevent this scientific experiment that is being held in a laboratory in Corto Maltese. They're trying to basically prevent this experiment from falling into the wrong hands or being tied back to the U.S. in any way. So that's their goal in this film. And that experiment is Starro, which is basically a giant kaiju starfish. And so their goal is to infiltrate the island, you know, find the thinker, and then find a way to take down Jotunheim, which is the building the creature's being housed in, and to get the information on the experiment and destroy the experiment, basically. So that's their goal in this film. And we start with a very large cast of characters that is slowly dwindled down. And, you know, there are some unsurprising deaths. There are some surprising deaths. There are surprising, you know, non-deaths, people who survived the film. I would say more than expected survived the film without spoiling anything. So, yeah. But, yeah, there's a significant amount of death and gore and dark humor to be found in this film. It is a fun ride. Like I said, the action is amazing. Margot Robbie, again, is just fantastic as Harley Quinn. Some interesting kind of ties to her previous history in the DCEU can be seen in her tattoos, which if you take a moment to actually look at the tattoos that she has, there's one that says Daddy's Little Monster, which kind of references the original Suicide Squad film and the t-shirt that she had there. And she's also got a tattoo that said basically she belongs to no one, with a little jester hat, kind of referencing the ending of her relationship that we see in Birds of Prey. So yeah, it was great to see, just like, not, you know, she doesn't really, we don't spend a lot of time with her explaining where she's at character wise, but we just see these little visual representations of where her relationships are at, and her ties to her past in the DCU. So I thought that was a really clever way to show kind of the journey of her character. And yeah, she's fantastic. Some great action scenes with her. We've also got Idris Elba in here as Bloodsport, and I'll take Idris Elba in anything. He is basically full of weapons, and has deadly aim. And he was convicted of shooting Superman with a kryptonite bullet, which is why he's in prison. And his daughter, you know, basically the threat of this film, the reason that he joins the team, even though he says he'll never join the team, is that Amanda Waller basically threatens the life of his daughter, which forces him to participate in this mission. We've also got John Cena in here as Peacemaker, like I said before, who, it's funny, there's a great, great joke about the similarities between Peacemaker and Bloodsport that I won't spoil, A, because I can't remember it word for word, but B, really great. One of the great comedic moments of this film is Amanda Waller's roll call as she describes the different heroes. We've also got Joel Kinnaman returning, like I said, as Rick Flagg. Sylvester Stallone is here as the voice of King Shark. We've got Viola Davis returning as Amanda Waller. Jai Courtney returning as Captain Boomerang. Peter Capaldi as The Thinker. We've got David Dastmalchian as Polka Dot Man. We've got Daniela Melchior as Ratcatcher 2. We've got Michael Rooker as Savant. Alice Braga as one of the freedom fighters or rebel factions in Corto Maltese, Sol Soria. We've got Pete Davidson as Blackguard. We've got Nathan Fillion as TDK. We get a great, really great explanation of what TDK stands for in this film. Sean Gunn is in here as Weasel, and also briefly as another villain that we see in the prison. We've got Flula Borg as Javelin. We've got Mai Ling Ng as Mongol. I'm not great at pronouncing the Vietnamese last names with the N and G together. Apologize for that. Really great cast of characters here. There's also a fantastic, like, A-plus cameo that I'm not going to spoil in this review, but there's a wonderful cameo in this film that I really enjoyed. So look out for that. And this film, I think, is everything that you would expect from James Gunn that you've seen in Guardians of the Galaxy, but ramped up, you know, ramped up gore, ramped up language, ramped up inappropriate humor, all of that. And just such great character work, especially with Ratcatcher 2, even with Polka Dot Man, some really interesting character work with him, some great jokes at the expense of Peacemaker, good stuff with Bloodsport and Harley Quinn. So yeah, I just really, I thought that this was a fantastic film overall, visually stunning, definitely enjoyed it. I would say ranked against the rest of the DC Extended Universe films, I think this one easily jumps to the top for me. Previously, I think, you know, Zack Snyder's Justice League was up there for me. Even though it's 4 hours long, I really liked what he did with that. Aquaman is one that I really enjoy, but I would put this obviously above Aquaman. And Man of Steel, I'm one of the guys that likes it, but I think that this is far and away the top film of the DCEU so far for me. And I hope that James Gunn will return to continue working within the DC Universe. Even though he's back with Marvel at the moment, kind of wrapping up, his journey with Guardians of the Galaxy over the next couple of years, I think it would be wonderful to have him come back and do another Suicide Squad film. We also do get some setup in this film for the Peacemaker series that's going to be coming to HBO Max. So I'm really looking forward to that. Peacemaker was definitely a standout in this film for various reasons, and I'm very intrigued to see how they use him moving forward. So the last thing I'll say is make sure that you stick around for the post-credit scene. I think that wraps up my thoughts. It's crazy, it's off the wall, it's bananas, it's action-packed, it's entertaining, it has a very nice heart to it. with some of the characters. So all around, just a very, very enjoyable film. Maybe my favorite thing that James Gunn has done thus far. So that's going to wrap it up for my thoughts on The Suicide Squad. It is streaming now on HBO Max. It is in theaters. It will be in theaters in Japan next week. And we encourage you to check it out. If you have seen it, let me know what you thought about it. I'm not going to go into spoilers for this review because it's literally just come out. So yeah, if you've seen it, let me know what you thought. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @MaceOnMovies. If you enjoyed this, you can check out the rest of the podcast and let me know what you think of those episodes as well. You can subscribe, leave a rating, leave a comment, share it with your friends and family. That would all be amazing. But thanks so much for taking the time to listen to this review. I hope that wherever you are, you're doing well and staying safe amongst the surge again of different variants and things going on with COVID and all of that. Just take care of yourself. Stay well. And let's remember to be kind to one another. Thanks, everybody.